This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are, 7 after the hour. It's the Wednesday, September 15th. The Ides of September are upon us. And yes, Jennifer, we're halfway through the month of September. We are 1 week away from the start of fall and 2 weeks away from Mercury going retrograde again. Ho, ho, ho. So here we are to celebrate the day. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner are here on the DJV program. The number one quality for success. I was asking that of Warren Eckstein, our pet expert. You know, a lot of the things that we talk about here on the DJV program are aimed at making your life better, having a better time with your pets, how your health can be improved, how do you find a better job, what do you do when you want to go to the movies or have some fun, you know, fix the house up. All those good things are part of the daily conversation we have. And I guess I would ask the two of you what you think. When you look at someone who is successful, your parents, your husband, your wife, somebody you work with, somebody that you spend a lot of time with, what do you think the number one quality? And I'm asking this question because I'm looking at the takeaways after Newsom's recall defeat, because that's what it was. He won. Or he didn't win. He didn't lose. I guess,
He won by not losing. How about that?
Right. He didn't lose. I'm not sure he won, but he didn't lose. So I think that one of the things that one must look at, and this is how I like to bring things back around to all of us individually, obviously he was successful with the help of lots of money and people and that sort of thing. That's what it takes in politics these days. But what does it take to be a successful human being? Jennifer, you're a successful human being, a wonderful,
thanks,
healthy, strong self-image I think you have. But what do you attribute?
Work. Yeah,
hard
I
work.
I work harder than anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think that is a key. Not only does it develop, not only does it make you successful, but it also develops character. I think that what is missing right now is that there is a whole generation of people that would like to be famous because they want to be a TikTok influencer, or
right,
they want the easy path. But I think there's a lot of, and I'm not trying to poo-poo that, because there's room for influencers, certainly, but not everybody can do that. And so I think in anything, the key to my success is saying yes to every opportunity and working really hard. And it pays off. You know, it really does. It makes you better. It makes your character better. And I think, unfortunately, that's missing. And I think that's a lot what we have in common, Doug. I mean, we connect for a reason. You are extremely hardworking. And maybe it doesn't feel like that because you enjoy what
doesn't
you do.
Doesn't feel like
but
it to me. I've
yeah, but you're always doing something to move yourself forward, and I think that's a huge deal.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so Jay, I turn this in maybe because your number one job right now is being mother to Mac.
After hearing Jen's response, I feel like my bar is really low. I feel like
no, because here's the thing. I want you to understand. Raising a child is extremely hard work.
Number one
and you don't
job.
Get to go home. Yeah, you don't get to go home from that job. It is, and I think that counts. And I think oftentimes people who do have kids and who are taking care of them at home, they say, "Oh, I can't." No, it absolutely qualifies because you're working 24/7. You don't get to take a vacation from that.
You know,
nor sick days, but kids are not. I feel like I kind of measure success. Are you happy? Are your bills paid? Can you afford to eat? You don't have to skip meals. Are you?
You do have a
roof
bar
over your head. Do you? Yeah. Are you a good person?
Yeah. There you go.
Successes. Are you a good person?
Yeah.
When you walk out of a room, are people happy you left? Yeah. Or are they kind of like, oh, I can't wait to see that person again?
You know, that's one of the things. If
and
I can say this,
have a job you like. That is success.
The idea of having the three of you on with me every day, Victoria, Jennifer, Jay, the success, I don't always feel it in the pocketbook. I don't feel it. We don't have the most affiliates. We have a large group of people who love to listen to us every day. And for me, that's success. I've said this many, many times to many, many people who acknowledge I don't look upon myself as a celebrity at all. Maybe grounding on the farm is the important thing for me. I feel like I just found things that I'm good at and that I really enjoy doing. Do I make as much money as the next guy doing it? Maybe in some circumstances I make more. Maybe I make less. Making money was never really what I set out to do. I didn't really set out to do anything. I just kind of did what came naturally. I started in a high school, high school radio station, but I went to college and really got started there in the college station. Then I went to work on the station in school, I mean in town, because they asked me to do a radio program and they needed somebody. I said, okay. And I did everything like Jennifer just said. I did every single thing that I could do in that station. I washed the floors. I took care of the mirrors in the bathroom. I did whatever the boss asked me to do, take care of his car, anything. And I was on the air. And I made $1.85 an hour when I started.
Spender.
Yeah, right. The guy when I graduated thought he was doing, he says, we need you to stay on this station. This is the station I ended up owning many years later. He said, we're going to pay you $185 a week to stay here. This is way beyond what we pay anybody else. But can you remember, that was 1968. $185 a week to do. And I would have been at that station morning, noon, and night. No matter what, I would have been there. And in fact, I was, but I left. I did come back here. And I remember going, the first job I had in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, was I think I got a dollar, about, I think it was the same thing. It was under $2 an hour. And I was happy to have it. And I think that's it. Happy is the key to success. Happy as a mother, happy as a host, happy as a fiance, happy as a daughter, happy as a son. I was never happy as a son. Never. I was not a happy kid. I was okay. I managed to find my way around, but I was not a successful child. Maybe that's why I'm as childish as I am as an adult.
Continuing the quest.
Yeah, I mean, I was never successful as a kid. Anyway, I wanted to touch on that because I feel both of you, especially I listen to Jennifer, who's been up day and night, day and night, day and night, through all of this, both here and on KRLA in Los Angeles and running her business with her dad. It is. That's a part of the respect. And then I look at Jay and what she is doing, holding on to me. I wouldn't be surprised. And I don't mind, by the way. Some people say, well, wouldn't you mind if you heard the baby, the mother? No, that's part of her life. Not at all. I think it'd be fun, actually, as long as he's not screaming and crying, because then I'd be concerned that we ought not to have Jay there. She needs to take care of the baby, because that's number one. But how many people who are listening to us right now would learn by any or all of our experiences? That's why we tell the stories. That's why we have the why of it. Why are we here? Well, because we're pretty good at what we do, and we want to spread the good word, spread the messages. Sometimes they're not always good, like the problem. I made reference to this a little earlier, but I want to go back to it and focus on how it gets fixed. The survey that I'm looking at right now across a number of countries showing that about two-thirds of employers are having serious problems finding people to work for them. It isn't just here in America. It's all across Europe. It's all across Asia. These businesses were surveyed. They have huge need for people. And their hiring outlooks, when you look at the final 3 months of the year, huge. I can't imagine that if everybody gets a job that needs to be filled, there would be any unemployment at all. It would be zero. Look at the number of jobs that are seasonal that start now through Halloween, Thanksgiving, into Christmas, and there are real shortages. That's why the likes of Amazon, what are they paying, $20 an hour now to start, and they give you $1,000 just to come in the first day?
Yeah, both.
Yeah. How many other businesses? I know a trucking company. The guy's got a small regional trucking company. We were talking about school bus drivers. Can't find school bus drivers. No. For a number of reasons.
Workers, retail, I mean, everything is.
Guy told me, a very good friend of mine who just retired as a Teamster truck driver came by to see me over the weekend. His name is Dan Flynn. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being. We've known each other. He was a radio guy. We started working in radio together 60 years ago, maybe 50 some odd years ago. And he had a production company, but he loved to drive. So he got his commercial driver's license. And he was driving as a part-time thing. He drove an 18-wheeler, a regional, local, and he just quit. 79 years of age, he cannot stand the traffic. No matter what time of day you go out, it doesn't make any difference. So that's one of the reasons you can't find good truck drivers. What we're finding now is a lot of people who are multilingual, and I say that nicely, people who can't speak English, they give them the driver's test in Spanish, because they can't find people in English to speak English that want to drive a truck. So now, you know, what is, do you see? I don't have, there's no signs around here. There's not a stop sign that says, what is stop in Spanish? I forget. Alta? What's halt? What's stop?
Yeah, I think it's Alta. Yeah. Or Alto.
Yeah, I think so. But they're all still, aren't they all still the same shape and color?
Yeah.
And
regardless
right,
of the words
right now. But you know what I'm saying. The United States is going to add 11 million jobs in the next 4 or 5 years. This is a new analysis from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And the bulk of that is basically recovery from COVID. But then there isn't expanding. There are things that are expanding, like housing, plumbers, all of these things that we talk about all the time. There aren't enough plumbers. There aren't enough electricians. But we got all these guys that go to college that are sitting around without a job. And there's a real need.
That's how we downplay trade schools. And trade schools are so great for people who don't think they want to go to college.
That's crazy.
And I also don't think it's as easy as people just don't have jobs. I think that people have found other ways to supplement their income when they were out of work. They found work from home jobs. They started their own businesses.
Yes.
So it's not so much that people just aren't working in general. They found other jobs to go have.
Yeah, that's also true. I think they, you know, what's the necessity is the mother of invention. And so you find, you know, you got to eat, and some people found it easy to suck off the government teat, but others have just,
or they just live on less, you know.
Yeah, right. They keep going. 18 after the hour, we keep going on the DJV program.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, let's add something to your life here in the presence of Jay Kirshner, who is the trending queen. It sounds like a... How about that? We'll change the lyric line from dancing queen to trending queen. You want to sing
I'm
that?
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's a... Maybe, Phil, you can get dancing queen and we'll just throw in trending queen. She's on top of all of these stories that are on top of the news. And the personal side of Norm Macdonald, I want to... Visit that again with Jay right after this, please.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Now 24 past the hour. Okay, so Jay, the passing of Norm Macdonald seems to have gotten pretty much everybody's attention. As I look back over maybe the last couple of weeks, maybe the last couple of months, I don't know that I've seen anything or heard anything that's gotten more play. That's probably not the right word, but more attention. This guy was seemingly someone that everybody liked. You know, with the old expression, don't speak ill of the dead, but he seemed to be someone that everybody liked, and nobody, this is the story here, nobody knew this guy was sick.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it such a big deal, is whenever somebody dies suddenly, whether it's a heart attack or an accident, it's always tragic, but when you find out somebody had cancer and they died from cancer and you didn't even know that they had this battle, it makes so much more, it's just so much more of an impact. His longtime producing partner and friend was with him when he passed and actually spoke out about it and said that he always kept his health struggles private, not just from the public eye, away from family, away from friends, away from his fans. He was so proud of his comedy that he never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or his loved ones saw him. So he just kept it hidden.
Well,
I think the most controversial thing about this guy was his firing from SNL. Because he never shied away from coming for O.J. Simpson. He'd call him a murderer, and the head of NBC at the time was supposedly friends with O.J. Simpson and was like, you need to back off of this, you need to stop doing this. Norm MacDonald wouldn't, because he's like, I'm a comedian. This is what I do. I'm going to do my job. He was well known for Weekend Update. And I think that's probably the most controversial thing about him was that he was fired over not pulling back or not doing what his bosses told him.
Yeah.
Other than that, Duke was a great guy, it seems.
Yep. It happens all the time. Speaking of controversy, if I see one more picture of AOC or Ciara wearing her the Super Bowl ring or whatever it is, this Met Gala, why so much attention placed on that? Is it just because of who shows up and what they're wearing? Other than that, pretty.
100%. Because it's such a, like, not a secret society, but you have to get an invite. You have to be a well-known, big enough celebrity, because not even all A-listers get the invite. So it's like you have to get the invite, and it's kind of funny to see the internet and social media.
Well, what's the purpose of it? What is the purpose of the gala? To celebrate what? It's called the Met Gala.
Yeah, because it's held at the Met. So it's like a big ball.
Opera.
Yeah, and it's just like this big ball, and it's part of Fashion Week, and it's just a really big deal. And it normally happens in May, but the big thing is that with AOC, she wore a dress that said Tax the Rich. And then with, not Chrissy Teigen, Ciara, she wore her husband's Super Bowl ring. So a lot of people were like, why was AOC even there? Why did she wear that kind of outfit? And then Ciara people, or people against Ciara, are like, wait, no, not the Super Bowl ring. That's sacred. You didn't win the Super Bowl. Your husband did. Take that off. It's not an accessory for your outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the biggest phony, the fraudulent, it just shows you where these people come from. I've always said that AOC is the biggest phony there, and there are a lot of phonies, but she's the biggest phony. And under the circumstances, she proved it without a doubt with that dress at that gala. 28 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California will remain pretty much a one-party state. The voters have spoken and rejected Governor Gavin Newsom's recall, winning roughly nearly two-thirds of the votes.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans: economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress.
Top Republican candidate Larry Elder.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
A major fight broke out last week inside Kabul's presidential palace between factions. The BBC reported Wednesday, citing senior Taliban officials, that the fight was between two factions that wanted to take credit for defeating the United States. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, the Taliban's deputy prime minister, may have been killed in the exchange and cannot be confirmed at this time. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's being called General Mark Milley's insurrection against the United States? Retired Brigadier General Don Bolick weighs in on Fox News about a book by Bob Woodward. He's claiming General Milley undermined President Trump with secret phone calls to his Chinese counterpart during the waning days of the Trump administration.
It's my opinion, and if these things are true, it's consistent with General Milley's behavior. And I got to tell you, a lot of generals that I have served with, they're very political generals, and you know their actions have demonstrated that throughout the years. I've been writing about it. I've been writing about the problems of how we select our leaders, the club, the organizational nepotism, the go-along, the move-along type environment that we exist in. If you're a contrarian or you disagree with them, then they push you aside. This is not how to run a military. This is not how to be the best we can possibly be. It's certainly not consistent with George Catlett Marshall's ideas on how we should pick our senior leaders and our generals. And we are letting down the men and women that we are supposed to be serving.
Today, the next batch of space tours are set to lift off aboard a SpaceX rocket. The Inspiration4 mission calls itself the first all-civilian mission to orbit, opening the door to space tourism. Organized and funded by entrepreneur Jarek Isaacman, the biggest difference between Inspiration4 and the flights performed earlier this year is destination. Today's launch will only go high enough to reach the beginning of space before returning to the ground a few minutes later. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Our focus on where we are in America. What is this American experiment all about? I have one of the country's finest minds, somebody that most people will know. David Rubenstein has been a fixture in Americana for a long time because of his business experience, because of his broadcast experience. I will tell you, may I call you David? I don't know you. You don't know me and I don't know you, but I feel like I know you. I think one of the great things in terms of respect, now I don't have to blow smoke in your ear. There are plenty of people who look at you and see someone who's created wealth, but you've created knowledge, you've helped a lot of people, and that really is kind of the American way. That's what I grew up around anyway. And so when I see books that you write or do the television program and I learn from the questions you know how to listen and ask people questions. Did you learn that or is it a natural for you?
I got to it late in life, but I guess I've always been intellectually curious. And when I was growing up, my mother always said, don't ask all the guests in our house all those questions all the time because you're being too much of a busybody. So I guess I was always curious and can't stop asking questions.
Asking questions and waiting for the answer and then figuring out what to do. What's the next question? What do you want to know next? And that's what I find so refreshing about all those great interviews you've done on Bloomberg over the years. I just said to you off the air, I got my first introduction a number of years ago. I go back and forth across the country a lot from Boston to L.A., and you can see these not as many of them as I'd like to see on the flights, but it really gives one a key into you and deflecting from you. Many people who do what you do cause the attention to be given to them. You don't. You cause the attention to be given to the people that you bring on, and you've gotten, because of who you are, you get the attention. Everybody's going to say yes. If somebody from your office calls and said, I want you on my television program, I want to interview you for a book, nobody's going to say no.
You know from doing this a long time, the key to doing a good interview is to make the guest comfortable and to listen to the guest. Don't try to overwhelm the guest with how great you are, how smart you are. Tell the guest that that's their show and they're the person who is the key person. That's the key to a good interview.
It is. What's the best interview you've ever done, do you think?
Jeff Bezos, I had him in front of a few thousand people, and he was really, really good at that time. But I did George Bush, 43, and Bill Clinton together, and they were very funny together. And then when you interview Oprah Winfrey, you're obviously interviewing in front of a master, and so she was great as well.
The Clinton and Bush thing was a fabulous. It was a lot of fun. You seem to have a good sense of humor. How much does that play into your talking with people?
I have a reasonably good sense of humor because I see the ironies of life all the time, and so it has come into my interviews, and people seem to like that, and so I'm always looking for, you know, opportunity to kind of make a light joke, but I don't make jokes about anybody else other than myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think, you know, when you can do self-deprecating humor, that usually works. When you make fun of other people, that doesn't work, in my view.
You've had two shows now on Bloomberg. The new one is on Bloomberg. It's called Wealth. I think you and Mike Bloomberg ought to be great friends. Are you?
Mike was with me for dinner at my house not too long ago, and I had a very good conversation. But Mike is in a different league than me. He's much, much, much wealthier and much smarter and more successful. But I admire everything he's done, and his philanthropy is really good, too. But Mike has got a good sense of humor, too.
One of the things people may not know about you is that you're chairman of the Board of Trustees at the JFK Center for the Performing Arts. That's an honor, but I bet you bring business sense to that job, do you not?
I've tried to, but it's you know, difficult most recently because we've had to close down. Now we're going to have an event honoring 9/11 shortly, and we'll have an event reopening the Kennedy Center in a few days. But it's been difficult because COVID has basically put us dark for 18 months. So I've tried to help as much as I can. I've been the chair for 11 years, and if they don't throw me out, I'll do it for a little bit longer.
You are the author of the best-selling book, How to Lead. That probably helps explain your ability to be successful. Now you've put your thoughts together interviewing folks in the American experiment. How'd this come about?
We came from, you know, from England, really, and the colonies were set up. And it was an experiment of ultimately when we broke away from England in representative democracy. And that experiment's been going on for some 230 years with pluses and minuses, as we know. The country almost fell apart during the Civil War. We've had lots of other stress tests. But in the end, the representative democracy has worked. And we have certain genes in our character. And I tried to describe what they are in the book and illustrate it through interviews with a lot of prominent historians or people that have lived the American dream.
I'm looking, excuse me, at the Madeleine Albright interview focusing on immigration. What does that bring us?
This is a country where we have 46 million immigrants. No other country in the world has anybody anywhere close to that many immigrants. And we have 40 million additional people who are children of immigrants. So we are a country of immigrants. That's how this country really became so strong. Madeleine Albright is an illustration of that. She rose up to be not only the first woman to be Secretary of State, but the second immigrant to be Secretary of State, the other being Henry Kissinger. And it's somebody I worked with at the White House when I was very young. I've known her for quite some time. And I tried to get her to explain what it's like to be an immigrant to this country and then rise up. And she did a great job of it.
I think the Ken Burns focus, here's a guy who's really dug into kind of the same thing you're digging into. Is that what you found when you talked to him?
Ken is the world's best documentarian, in my view. I mean, he's just done incredible jobs. The Civil War documentary was spectacular. This one I interviewed about was the Vietnam War. And sadly, as all of us who've lived through that war know, it was not one where we were told the truth by all the political leaders. And in fact, it turns out that he uncovered the fact that the political leaders knew all along we couldn't win the war militarily. And it was really a political gesture. Sadly, 58,000 Americans died for that political gesture. So he brought that home in his series, and it's a sad, sad story in many ways.
Do you think that it's more people our age who know who Walter Isaacson is versus his universality. I found what you wrote about him or what you got out of him pretty fascinating regarding innovation. But how did you get him to come and get on board here?
Well, Walter is somebody I've known for quite some time through the Aspen Institute, where I've been involved, but he was the president for a while. But I've interviewed him about all of his books on Benjamin Franklin and Albert Einstein, his book on innovators, his most recent book on the Codebreaker, which is about the woman who won the Nobel Prize for CRISPR, and also his books on Henry Kissinger. So he's a very, very good writer about geniuses, most particularly probably Leonardo da Vinci. So he really explains how people who are really smart are creative and can change the world, and that's what that interview was about.
Paul Simon and Wynton Marsalis are a part of looking at the American experiment from a musical perspective. Interesting combo to those two together.
Yeah, Wynton Marsalis is a person who basically personifies jazz, and his life is jazz. He thinks that jazz is basically another way of living. In other words, if you don't understand jazz, you can't understand life. Paul Simon is one of the greatest songwriters in American history, and his lyrics are just really haunting in many ways, and he just has a gift for that that very few people have had. So both of them I've gotten to know over the years, and I admire both of them.
I know you interviewed Billie Jean King. You probably have talked to her. I can't imagine you haven't talked to her more than once.
I've talked to her a few times, and you know, she has a new book out herself now, and she's lived an incredible life. She fought very hard from a blue-collar background to become one of the best tennis players in the world, but also to fight for equality for purses between men and women. She got that. And then when she came out of the closet, and she had been a closeted lesbian, when she came out of the closet, it was shocking to many people that she would do that, because that was seen as the kiss of death for an athlete at the time. But clearly she changed the world in that respect as well.
What do you think our biggest challenge is, David?
At the moment, we've got to get the country together. Right now, we're bitterly divided between Democrats and Republicans, people that will take a vaccine and people that won't take a vaccine. It's not a good situation, and I wish we could find some way to bring the country together so that we could take these enormous intellectual and natural resources we have and make the country even better than it has been. That is a big problem right now.
One of the things I think that is derived from a read of the American experiment is sort of a footprint, whether that was what you desired as you put it together, reading these people, understanding what their points of view are, and seeing, because there's such a variety of people here, they all have a message. Maybe what you're saying in a way is, why can't people see and hear these messages and bring themselves together? It kind of, you know, you go back to September 11th and wow.
September 11th was a tragedy. 3,000 plus people died, though we've now lost 650,000 people because of COVID, which is an enormous number of people. The country has, I think, not been pulled together by COVID. It's been split down the middle by COVID, sadly. Normally, when you have a national tragedy, people come together. And here, this one, surprisingly, people have split apart.
David Rubenstein, the book is called The American Experiment, Dialogues on a Dream. Fabulous read. Thank you for being here on the DJV program.
My
David,
pleasure.
Best of luck.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, let's say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, They're different coins. They're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
All right, 47 after the hour on the DJV program. I want to tell you that I've started to think that it would be beneficial for all of us to learn from people that you don't hear too much from. In terms of David Rubenstein, he's very visible on Bloomberg and on public television, but he has such a wonderful way about him. I found, as I said in a conversation with him, I found him on cross-country trips. And, you know, you get time to watch television, and I don't have a lot of time to watch TV and certainly stuff like that. But it is very important for us, I think, to understand who is in charge. And we, you know, I'm certainly one who decries the power structure as it is. But think about what we can learn from listening to people like him. The other thing that we have in podcast form right now at DJV Show is the Kristen Breitweiser conversation that I had on the air the other day. She is very bright, and she has the right questions, and we all need to be looking and sort of looking in the mirror. Why have we accepted the fact that the government hasn't done anything about the terror attacks? How do we just sit here and take that stuff? She isn't, and she doesn't. So you can hear both these interviews in podcast form, along with our daily DJV download, and the show itself every single day. You can hear the full show at djvshow.com, and you're going to hear these two interviews as podcasts at djvshow.com as well, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stretch to remember this, but I think I can. I think I got it here. Chuck Curry, our movie man with movie moments here on the DJV program, the theme from Columbo. How am I doing, Chucker?
Very good, Doug.
It's
very
okay.
Good.
So
that's a weird theme. That's sort of a bizarre theme.
Yeah, it was a bizarre show. He's a bizarre... He, the character and the actor, both Mondo Bizarro characters.
Well, Peter Falk was the character. I mean, he was born to play that role. Believe it or not, Doug, Columbo premiered this day, September 15, 1971, 50 years ago on NBC. It ran in some form up until 2003, and it is still very successful on a lot of the streaming services. People watch Columbo.
Reruns.
It holds up beautifully.
Yeah, Rerun City. So is there or has there ever been a move to make a movie?
They made TV movies with him. In terms of rebooting it with another actor, he just seems like that raincoat belongs to Peter Falk. So I don't know.
Right. Who would fit into that? There's nobody around that you can think of anyway that I can think of. Unless it's done like the redo of Fletch. You've heard that story, right? John Hamm has redone Fletch, but he's done it the way that it was done by Chevy Chase, sort of put a comical spin. But the original intention of the author was to make this a serious character that did serious stuff. So they just finished shooting a movie in Boston with John Hamm playing a revived Fletch.
Right.
But it's a real story. It's not silly stuff. Does that surprise you?
No, it does not. Sometimes that can throw an audience, though. They expect one thing, and they expect a fastball, and they get a curveball. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, it's interesting. That type of show, Columbo, back in the day, remember The Rockford Files with
Garner? Fabulous
TV show. That was successful. And then CBS ran all those those cop shows, Cannon and Barnaby Jones, and ABC had Beretta. ABC also had Starsky and Hutch. Those shows played very, very well and were extremely popular back in the day. But Columbo lasted a very, very long time.
All right, I got a theory here for you. I want to share this with you. You just made me think about something. There is a big now focus on people doing TV and then doing movies and going back to TV. John Hamm's perfect example of that.
They're paying big money. The streaming services are paying incredible money for the content.
But if you go back to the era of Rockford and maybe to if you go back into Star Trek, those two guys, Garner and Shatner, were the first two that I can actually think of who played it well on both sides of the aisle. In other words, Garner was well known for his television roles, but he also had some terrific movie roles, very good movie roles. And he could
make it. Great Escape with Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah.
Great
example. Yep. And Shatner, the same thing. Shatner was, and you know, even today, but I mean, he's not doing much movie stuff now. He's 90 years old.
Well, T.J. Hooker was a successful, right? And with a lot of fun. It was good.
Right.
Good show.
It was. Yeah, yeah. And, well, because by that time, Shatner was playing Shatner. At that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just want to throw this out there, get your opinion. Tracy Morgan has signed on to join Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in the long-awaited sequel to Twins. It's called Triplets. The original came out in 1988. That means this will go into production 33 years later. If DeVito and Schwarzenegger, that should be fun. The question is, you know, the people who saw the original film 33 years ago, this generation's probably
who's the
not
third in this? Kevin, did you say
Tracy
Kevin Hart?
Morgan. Tracy Morgan.
He's another waste of time. I find both Kevin Hart and him to be a waste of time. But anyway, let's see.
I just want to point out, I'm sure you talked about it, Norm Macdonald passed
away. Yes.
Really surprising and sad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
when I saw that on the internet, I was like, I sort of was taken back. I'm 61 years old. He was great on talk shows. He was very funny. Great stand-up comic. You know, he did SNL. He did a bunch of bit parts in movies. He even had a couple starring roles in some low-level comedies. But he was a funny guy. And a sad day. Norm MacDonald yesterday passed away at the age of 61. Way too young.
And the fact that nobody knew. I mean, he was that good at keeping. I mean, talking about being a good actor. He kept everybody from that 9-year struggle that he had. But
that's why it's such a surprise.
Yeah. They were fired by the head of NBC because the guy liked O.J. and he was dumping on O.J., so that was the end of him. Shows you how self-serving and stupid. Reminds me of the guy that ran Boeing. It got fired because he, made a mess of things. All right, Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show 50.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.